The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Russian oligarch, former owner of Chelsea Football Club Roman Abramovich, may owe over £1 billion in unpaid taxes and penalties to the UK taxman. The BBC and its media partners, including The Guardian, have been reporting on leaked files since 2023 as part of the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists Cyprus Confidential Investigation. To explain all of this, we're joined by one of the journalists involved in the investigation, Simon Locke, who's a reporter at the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. Simon, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, first of all, bring us back to the beginning of the oligarch's fortune, Roman Abramovich's fortune. How was it accumulated?
It was accumulated in the collapse of the Soviet Union in the 1990s. Following that, there were a lot of sale of state assets to a small group of individuals, of which Abramovich was one. So he acquired one of the biggest oil companies called Sibneft, which he later sold back to the Russian government at a vast profit of about $13 billion in 2005.
Hence his wealth. So he arrives as an expat into the United Kingdom based in London and decides to buy a trophy, Chelsea Football Club.
Yeah, he bought a lot of assets across Europe and the world, really. He's got chateaus in France, chalets in Switzerland, and yeah, Chelsea Football Club, as well as lots of art and yachts as well.
Buying yachts and buying football clubs have one thing in common. It's a way of losing money.
Yeah, in a sense, but it's also a very good way of raising one's profile, and it's also a sort of... I guess an image of wealth and power.
So if you're glorying in the performance of Chelsea Football Club, and it did rather well after he took over, that's one thing, and might even turn a profit. And that's all very well because he brought his money in to buy such assets. Where did he fall foul of the tax man?
So we've been looking at this, a lot of leaked files for around 2 years now. And what he did was use a lot of offshore companies. Most of it was based originally in Cyprus, and then the money was moving to the BVI. What we found was that he was investing a large amount by any standard, around $6 billion in hedge funds, Western hedge funds across mainly in US and London. But the management of these investments was actually being done from the UK by one of his closest associates.
Yeah. Now the key here is that the British government, in order to encourage innovation and investment in Britain, says, fine, you can do all this as long as you don't manage the decisions within Britain. Because if you do, then the whole thing will be treated for tax purposes as a British entity, whereas if it's all the decisions are made offshore, that's fine.
Yeah, so this is about the concept of central management and control. It's quite a technical area of tax law, but it's a very simple premise. It says that a company, regardless of where it's been registered, is deemed to be resident for tax purposes where it is being managed and controlled from. And in a sense, it makes sense because if that rule wasn't in place, then tax would be very, very difficult to accumulate anywhere. It's a basis for tax regimes across the world.
So his best pal was based in London and there's no evidence that he went offshore to make any decisions in relation to the money in the hedge funds?
What we can see from the files, no, there's no evidence of that. Obviously, we're dealing with one aspect of the data. So maybe he flew to the BVI every time he made a decision. But what the court filings and leaked documents that we have suggest is that power was coming from him and the directors of these companies were simply rubber stamping decisions that had already been made by him. and he was based in the UK.
So given that Roman Abramovich is no longer in the UK, he's spending his time in Russia and in Turkey and other places, will he ever be found liable by HMRC for that money?
Well, it's really up to HMRC to investigate, and it's going to be the subject of, I believe, debates in Parliament. There's a Westminster Hall debate today on the role of overseas territories. Ultimately, though, a lot of his assets are frozen within the British system, be it the sale proceeds from Chelsea, which are held in a Barclays bank account in London. He's got his Kensington Palace mansion. That's in a frozen trust. There are a lot of assets in the UK that one could seize if it were found to have been tax avoided.
What is the calculation of what he owes in tax and then the penalties that would also follow?
So we've given an estimate, and this is based on the accounts which we have available to us. So by our calculations, to the period ending in 2018, he could owe up to about £540 million. That's based on the profits being seen in the accounts. Then on top of that, if HMRC were to levy fines, there would be interest rate repayments. That's about £140 million there. And as well, there could be penalties for failure to notify, which could be another £300 million or so, which gives a total of up to around £1 billion.
£1 billion. And what are the assets held from the sale of Chelsea and also his mansion and other concrete assets in London? What are they worth? I mean,
I wouldn't know off the top of my head, but the frozen assets, the frozen money from the Chelsea sale is said to be worth about £2.5 billion plus interest, I guess, that's accumulated in the past 2 years. In terms of other assets, I think the house was worth probably about over £100 million, but I don't know off the top of my head.
But suffice it to say that the sale of Chelsea Football Club and those assets held in Barclays Bank are more than enough to pay His Majesty's revenue and customs, the £1 billion, should it be levied.
Yes, although there was argument about the money being earmarked for victims of the Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine and whether they'd want to use that money, I don't know. But there's certainly been a legal dispute around the use of that funds.
All right, Simon, it's an interesting story. And whether or not Roman Abramovich will ever set foot in the UK again is obviously an open question. Simon Locke, reporter at the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.